From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Tom Hudson. This week, the ribbon was cut on the Miami Access Tunnel, a nearly $1 billion project connecting Port Miami under Biscayne Bay with the MacArthur Causeway and Interstate 395. Financially, it's half of the $2 billion expansion of Port Miami in preparation of the widening of the Panama Canal. South Florida's busier port also is expanding, and while Port Everglades CEO and Director Steve Cernak welcomes the canal expansion, he does not anticipate a huge impact on his business in Fort Lauderdale.
Predominantly, we're a north-south trade lane port. We view the Panama Canal as providing us some opportunity to have some interconnectivity, but we already have the vessels call here that would need the deeper draft. They just come in lighter loaded and higher up out of the water to come in here. So I view the Panama Canal discussion as beneficial for the nation as a whole. It's focused in the conversation right now on the need to invest in waterside infrastructure, and that's good. I think that we have to create a win-win environment for the entire port network, which ultimately will benefit the American consumer.
Steve, do you see the widening of the canal greatly impacting the business, the cargo business here at Port Everglades?
To some degree, like I said, it's going to have some effect. I think that if we can introduce one or two services, that's an east-west trade lane, that's about the extent of it. If I look to other neighboring ports, my neighbor to the south, they predominantly have east-west cargo moves. So it benefits them to a greater extent than I see it benefiting us. But there are some synergies there. And I don't think anybody really knows how this is going to play out until it's actually constructed, because there's too many moving pieces going on right now. We can plan for it and say, oh, we're going to bring this business to this port, or I'm going to bring it to that port. But the shipping lines themselves are going through a consolidation to reduce their expenses. The focus is on moving all of these goods in a cost-effective manner, which ultimately is reflected in consumer prices. And until that shakeout is complete and we see how these consolidations merge, I don't think anybody has a really clear picture on exactly what the Panama Canal is going to mean.
Are you satisfied that the north-south trade routes that Port Everglades services mostly are going to continue the kinds of trade volumes that you anticipate when the Panama widening is complete?
Yes. That market has grown tremendously. But the import numbers for last month-over-month comparison grew by double digits.
How do those import numbers look of cargo coming into Port Everglades, and where's it coming from?
Well, we have the East Coast of Central and South America predominantly, and as well as the Mediterranean and European markets.
And what kind of categories?
Well, apparel, perishables is a big part of our staple here. I guess bananas, melons, grapes.
Those grapes are part of a pilot program that began last fall, bringing certain fruits directly into South Florida. The expansion of Port Everglades includes a new rail yard, lengthening the turnaround area for ships and cargo cranes. Port Everglades also wants to deepen its main channel and is awaiting a final report from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Tom Hudson.